You may remember that KCR Community Resources is celebrating its 40th anniversary year, and we thought it would be fun to connect with some of the early KCR team members and volunteers and share their full circle moment with you. Deanna Knott is currently the longest-term staff person at KCR, having started as the Crisis Line Coordinator in 1995. What's even more cool is that she has been part of the KCR team for even longer, as she actually started as a volunteer in 1986-87, while she was in grade 11. The agency was called County Route 3 back then, remembers Deanna. It was located downtown then too, but I can't quite remember the exact address. My best friend and I were interested in pursuing careers in the helping professions, and County Route 3 was starting up a youth crisis line, adds Deanna. We thought it would be a great experience and an opportunity to help people. We attended the training and then took shifts on the line. We were able to be in the room together, as they recognized that having a buddy system would help the youth volunteers feel safe and more confident. I remember when we had our first shift on the youth crisis line, we felt so scared and nervous and prayed that the phone wouldn't ring, reminisces Deanna. When it did ring, we would argue about who had to answer it, eventually deciding we would just take turns. Eventually, my friend and I became more comfortable and confident with the calls coming in. Deanna notes that the training at the time was less intense and a lot shorter than it is now, and that the technology also has changed so much. Today, training for crisis line responders is intensive and provides great transferable skills for the responders that many say benefits their everyday lives. The crisis line, and specifically the 988 suicide and crisis lines, have text options that allow those needing support to reach out via text, which for youth especially, can be a preferred way to communicate. Deanna's second volunteer stint with KCR started in 1994, as she was doing her practicum for her social work degree. As luck would have it, when I completed my degree, KCR was hiring for the crisis line, and I jumped at the chance to apply, explains Deanna. I got the job and started working with KCR in 1995. If you can believe it, I have been here ever since, laughs Deanna. I have taken on many positions and roles in my time here, including Crisis Line Coordinator, Manager of Employment Services, Manager of Family Services, and now I am working as an Adoption Social Worker for the Adoption Center of BC, which is part of the KCR umbrella of programs. KCR has been my work family for the past 30 years, Deanna says proudly. They have seen me through my marriage and the birth and raising of my two kids. KCR is a part of who I am, and I am thankful to still be here all these years later. I think volunteering is an excellent way to give back to your community, to help others, and at the same time to gain some valuable skills that will help you in your professional and personal life, concludes Deanna. Volunteering really makes a positive difference in the lives you touch and creates new and exciting opportunities for your future. Thanks, Deanna, for sharing your story and for your years of dedicated service to the community. To learn more about volunteer opportunities or the work KCR does in the community, check out our website at www.kcr.ca. Dorothy Berker is the Communications and Development Manager for KCR Community Resources.